Introduction. Tobacco smoking is one of the leading causes of preventable diseases and deaths worldwide and account for 8.8% of global deaths every year. Various disease conditions have also been linked with cigarette smoking, including cardiovascular diseases, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, many cancers, that is lung, mouth, esophageal, bladder, pancreatic, gastric, cervical and others, and pregnancy-related complications. Smoking cessation confers major health benefits for men and women of all ages. The basis of effective pharmacotherapy for nicotine addiction is to mimic or replace the effects of nicotine. Different classes of drugs for tobacco dependence include nicotinic receptor agonists and dopaminergic noradrenergic reuptake inhibitors such as bupropion. Compounds that act as nicotinic alpha 4 beta 2 acetylcholine receptors, partial agonists and simultaneously block the action of nicotine, offer a particularly promising new approach to helping smokers quit. Varenicline is a new oral smoking cessation medication which has this property and was approved to use on 10th May 2006. Varenicline, which is a 6,7,8,9-tetrahydro-6,10-methano-6-H pyrozinol-2,3-H benzaprine, is a partial agonist of the nicotine alpha 4 beta 2 acetylcholine receptors, that is NACHRS. The chemistry, mechanism of action. Varenicline is a partial agonist that binds to alpha 4 beta 2 NACHR with a greater affinity than nicotine. These specific NACHRs are postulated to be responsible for increased dopamine release when activated by nicotine, leading to dependence on the nucleus accumbens and prefrontal cortex of brain. During smoking cessation, due to nicotine abstinence, dopamine levels become low, which is associated with the cravings that often lead patients to relapse. Varenicline blocks nicotine from binding and stimulates receptor-mediated activity and thus release of dopamine, but to a lesser degree than nicotine. These nicotinic receptor partial agonists action provides a low to moderate level of dopamine stimulation to reduce craving and withdrawal symptoms, and the lower level of dopamine release may be less dependence forming than the intermittent spikes in dopamine released by inhaled nicotine. Pharmacokinetic. Varenicline is rapidly absorbed across the gastric mucosa, reaching a peak plasma concentration in about 4 hours. With daily dosing, plasma concentration reach a steady state after 4 days. Varenicline has a half-life of 17 to 24 hours. It is minimally metabolized and is excreted virtually unchanged by the kidneys, that is up to 92%. The two minor metabolites are varenicline N-carbamyl glucuronide and 2-hydroxyvarenicline, which accounts for 3% and 4% respectively. Pharmacokinetic profiles in both smokers and non-smokers do not differ. Clinical studies. The effect of varenicline was demonstrated in various studies. A phase 2 multi-centered randomized double-blind placebo-controlled study was conducted to evaluate the efficacy and safety of 3 varenicline doses compared with sustained release, that is SR, bupropion for a period of 7 weeks. Subjects were randomized to receive 0.3 mg of varenicline daily, that is N is equal to 127, and 1 mg of varenicline daily, N is equal to 128, 1 mg of varenicline twice daily, N equal to 127 for 6 weeks plus placebo for 1 week, 150 mg of SR bupropion twice daily for 6 weeks plus placebo for 1 week or placebo. The continuous quit rate, CQR, was significantly higher for the 1 mg of varenicline daily group, that is 37.3%, and 1 mg of varenicline twice daily group, that is 48%, compared with both placebo and bupropion. Varenicline 1 mg was also reported to significantly reduce both craving and smoking satisfaction versus placebo. During this trial, discontinuation rates for varenicline were 11.2 to 14.3% compared with 15.9% for bupropion and 9.8% for placebo. Other published studies include 2 randomized double-blind placebo-controlled trials which were identically designed and compared with continuous smoking cessation rates of varenicline 1 mg twice daily with bupropion SR 150 mg twice daily and with placebo. At 12 weeks, in both the studies, continuous smoking cessation rates were about 18% with placebo, 30% with bupropion SR and 44% with varenicline, which was statistically significant across the groups. continuous smoking cessation rates after 9 months in both the studies were observed to be 8% and 10% with placebo, 15% and 16% with bupropion SR, and 22% and 23% with varenicline. Another trial evaluated whether an additional 12 weeks of treatment with varenicline was beneficial for those who had stopped smoking during the first 12 weeks of treatment. A total of 1,928 subjects initially received open-label varenicline 1 mg twice daily. At 12 weeks, those who responded and had not smoked for at least 7 days, that is 63%, were randomized to continue varenicline or switch to placebo. Continuous smoking cessation rates were significantly better with varenicline than with placebo at the end of the second 12 weeks of treatment, that is 71% versus 50%, and remained better from weeks 13 to 52, 44% versus 37%. Adverse effects. Varenicline has been demonstrated to be safe and well tolerated in clinical studies. Most frequent adverse effect of varenicline in clinical trials was dose-dependent nausea, which was mild to moderate in severity and became less severe with continued use of the drug. Other observed adverse effects include insomnia, headache, abnormal dreams, changes in taste, irritability, dyspepsia, flatulence, constipation, respiratory tract infection, and asthenia. Drug interactions. Varenicline has negligible effect on the cytochrome P450 system. The H2 antagonist cemetidine, which decreases the renal clearance of varenicline, increased its serum concentration by 29%. Precautions. Specific contraindications have not been determined for varenicline therapy. Severe renal impairments may increase the varenicline exposure. Hence, for patients with severe renal impairment, the recommended starting dose is 0.5 mg orally once daily to a maximum daily dose of 0.5 mg twice daily. Smoking cessation may alter the pharmacokinetics or pharmacodynamics of some drugs, including theophylline, warfarin, and insulin. In case of intolerable nausea with the drug, dose reduction should be considered. Indication and dose. Varenicline is indicated as an aid to smoking cessation treatment. Varenicline therapy should begin 1 week prior to the date set by patients to stop smoking. Initially, a 1 week titration with 0.5 mg orally once daily on days 1 through 3, then 0.5 mg twice daily on days 4 through 7, and then 1 mg twice daily for 12 weeks, including 1 week titration. In patients who have successfully stopped smoking after 12 weeks, a second 12-week course is recommended to increase possibility of long-term abstinence. Conclusion. Varenicline is a novel smoking cessation aid approved by the US FDA in 2006, which has a unique mechanism of action compared with the available first-line agents. Studies have demonstrated that varenicline is more effective than bupropion and placebo in CQR and continued abstinence rates up to 1 year. Varenicline has the potential advantage of having fewer nicotine-related side effects, but there are no sufficient data to compare its effects with nicotine replacement.